愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
请我们来看马太福音第五章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5
第十节
Verse 10
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣来世界上的第一个讯息，天国近了。
The very first message when Lord Jesus began his ministry was the heaven of kingdom was near.
天国就是神的国。
The heavenly kingdom is the kingdom of God.
主耶稣要把天国从天上带到人间。
And Lord Jesus is to bring the heavenly kingdom from heaven to earth.
地上的国度是暂时的。
The earthly kingdoms are only temporary.
但是天国是永恒的。
But the heavenly kingdom is eternal.
人有了天国的盼望，就有永恒的盼望。
Once people have hope in the heavenly kingdom, they have an eternity of hope.
这样我们人才不会虚空。
And in this way, we will not live a meaningless life.
那主耶稣说，天国就在你的心里面。
And Lord Jesus further tells us that the heavenly kingdom is within your heart.
所以我们活在地上可以享受天国的滋味。
And therefore, while we live on earth, we can still get a taste of heaven.
这种体验叫做在地如天。
This kind of experience is living on earth as if you're in heaven.
因此信仰是一种享受。
Faith is a kind of enjoyable experience.
要让我们的心灵来享受神国的滋味。
For our spirit and soul to drink in the heavenly flavors.
那神国的滋味就是公义、平安、喜乐。
The taste of heaven hinges upon mercy, justice, and peace.
就是没有罪的残累。
It means that there is.We are unshackled by sin.
罪的权势没有办法捆绑我们。
The bondage of sin has no control over us.
因为神的灵有更大的能力释放我们。
For the Spirit of God has greater authority to release us.
所以过去坏的个性、坏的脾气、坏的习惯，因为神的能力临到，都得到自由。
All the bad habits of the past will be released.When the Spirit of God comes upon us and give us into freedom.
有时候我们会听人讲，我就是没有办法改变啊。
Sometimes we hear people say that I am what I am.
这是因为他没有在神的国里面。
This is because he does not live in the kingdom of God.
在神无所不能。
For in God there is nothing impossible.
他不只可以医我们人没有医生没有办法医好的病。
He can not only heal what regular physicians cannot heal.
他能够改变人没有办法改变的个性。
But he can further change what is unchangeable in personalities.
他可以改变我们人没有办法改变的脾气。
He is able to transform us from a very unalterable personality.
他可以改变人没有办法改变的习惯。
He can change the habit that we are unable to do ourselves.
所以天国就在我们心里面。
Therefore, the kingdom of God is within our hearts.
那是没有罪的。
There is no sin.
因为没有罪，所以公义。
Because it's sinless, therefore there is righteousness.
公义的结果就是平安。
The result of righteousness is peace.
因为没有罪的地方就是神同在的地方。
For a place without sin is a place where God abides.
没有罪的地方只有两个。
There is only two places without sin.
一个是天上的天国。
One is the heavenly kingdom.
一个就是被主耶稣宝血洁净的人。
The other is one who has been cleansed by the precious blood of Christ.
我们的心就是他的宝座。
For our heart is the throne of Christ.
当我们的心没有罪，神就充满在我们里面。
When there is no sin within our heart, then God will fill within us.
那我们就没有害怕，没有忧愁。
Then we will no longer have fear or worry.
这就是平安。
This is peace.
这个叫做天国的滋味。
And this is the taste of heaven.
不管风浪有多大。
Regardless of the mighty waves around us.
我们的心是平静的。
Our heart remains calm.
因为主跟我们同在。
For the Lord is with us.
第三个就是满足。
The third is satisfaction.
圣灵的满足。
The satisfaction of Holy Spirit.
浇灌我们心灵。
When it's poured upon our soul.
主说，我要让我的喜乐充满在你心里。
The Lord says that He will fill our inner heart with great joy.
让你的喜乐可以满足。
So that our joy will be complete.
主耶稣的喜乐。
The joy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是属灵的，是属天的。
It's spiritual. It is of heaven.
要充满在我们这个凡人的心中。
And it is to be filled within our earthly being.
而且要让我们得到满足。
and also give us satisfaction.
所以这个神国的降临，这对我们是一个极大的恩典。
The arrival of the kingdom of heaven is a great blessing to us.
这个叫做福音。
For it is the gospel.
啊，但是要得到天国是有条件的。
But there is a prerequisite to attaining heavenly kingdom.
所以我们再看这个八福啊，第一福跟第八福啊的福气一样。
As we study the beatitude, you'll find that the very first and the last beatitude are the same.
但是条件不一样。
But different requirements.
那让我们就想，为什么这个福气一样，条件不一样？
So this makes us think, how come the blessing is the same, but the requirement is different?
第三节是讲第一福。
Verse 3 talks about the first blessing.
天国是他们的。
For there is the kingdom of heaven.
但是条件是什么？
But what's the prerequisite?
是虚心。
To be poor in spirit.
就是心灵很贫穷。
That means they are very poor in their soul.
所以人要得到天国的入门，就是要虚心。
Therefore, the entry into the kingdom of heaven is to be poor in spirit.
安提阿伯的太监。
Enoch of Antioch.
他有权。
He has great authority.
他有钱。
He had money.
但是他的很虚心。
But he was very humble.
所以天国就是他的。
And therefore, kingdom of heaven came to him.
你人要得到神的国，开始入门就是虚心。
The very beginning step into God's heavenly kingdom is to be humble.
所以在这个世代，谁愿意虚心，那个人就能够得到神的国。
Therefore, in this day and age, anyone who is willing to be humble will be able to gain entry into heaven.
所以我们看到很多的慕道朋友到教会来，第一次祷告就得圣灵。
We see a lot of times true seekers coming to a church for the very first time and receive the Holy Spirit.
他一听就懂。
The very first time they hear, they understand.
为什么？
Why?
因为他很虚心。
Because they're very humble.
他把世界上的条件、成就、学识全部都放在会堂外面。
They have set aside all their worldly achievements and status outside of the chapel.
但是有的人来到教会听了几年都听不懂。
But some people come to a church for many years and still does not have a clue.
也没有体验。
And no experience.
为什么？
Why is that?
没有虚心。
Because they don't humble themselves.
因为心如果没有空，神就进不去。
For they don't empty their hearts, God cannot enter into their heart.
所以我们要得到神国的入门是虚心。
Therefore, the entry into the kingdom of heaven is to be humble.
但是当我们进到神的国以后，
But once we gain entry into God's kingdom,
我们要把这个神的国持守到底。
We have to persevere in the truth of God.
我们最后才能够真的回到天国去。
Only then can we finally enter into the heavenly kingdom.
因此这个最后一福是最重要一福，也是最困难的一福。
Therefore, the last blessing is also the most difficult blessing.
如果我们从第一福一直得到第七福，
If we are able to go from one blessing to another until the seventh blessing,
但是就是第八福的条件我做不到。
But we are incapable of attaining the eighth blessing.
到最后我们还是会离开天国，神的国。
Then ultimately we will still depart from God's kingdom.
所以为什么说信主的人很多，但是信到底的人不是很多？
This is why that many believe, but many don't believe in the truth.
原因在第八福。
And the reason lies in eighth blessing.
这个第十节说，为义受逼迫有福了。
It reads, Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness.
这个为义受逼迫什么意思？
To be persecuted because of righteousness, what does that mean?
义是什么？
What is righteousness?
约翰一书里面有解释义是什么。
First John explains what righteousness means.
我们看约翰一书。
Turn to First John.
第三章第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
约翰一书第三章第七节。
First John 3:7.
小子啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, and just as he is righteous.
这里告诉我们啊，义有两个解释。
Here there are two definitions of righteousness.
第一个解释就义就是代表主耶稣。
First definition is that righteousness equals Jesus Christ.
人世间唯一一个义人就是主耶稣。
The only righteous entity in this world is Jesus Christ.
他一生没有犯过一个罪。
For he had never sinned once in his lifetime.
没有讲过一句错话。
And never said anything wrong.
但他很有把握说, 谁可以指证我有罪?
And he was very assured in saying, who can point out any sin in me?
比拉多也证明他没有罪。
And Pilate also proved that he was sinless.
他从死里复活也证明他没有罪，所以死没有办法捆绑他。
His resurrection from death also proves that he was sinless, for death had no bondage over him.
所以这个义就是代表主耶稣。
Therefore, righteousness equates to Jesus Christ.
那第二个，这个义就是代表行为完全的。
Second definition of righteousness is to be righteous in our conduct.
就是行义的人。
It equals those who are who practice righteousness.
所以这个为义受逼迫，就是为着主耶稣而受逼迫。
To be persecuted because of righteousness is because we are practicing righteousness and we get persecuted for Christ.
或者说，为着遵行神的道做义人而受逼迫。
Or in other words, while we are practicing the commands of God and we are being persecuted.
那这样的人才能够得到天国。
And only such people are worthy of going into heaven.
所以我们要得到天国需要有一个准备。
Therefore, to go into the kingdom of heaven must make some preparations.
什么准备?
What kind?
就是要有受苦的准备。
We have to be prepared to suffer.
不做信耶稣是要得福气。
It's true that we wish to obtain blessing by believing in Christ.
但是最大的福气要经过苦难才能得到。
But the greatest blessing is something that is obtained through persecution and tribulation.
那这个苦难叫做为义受逼迫。
And this kind of tribulation is being persecuted because of righteousness.
那如果我们没有这个准备，有时候信到一半我们会离开。啊，我信耶稣，为什么遇到这些困难？我信耶稣，为什么会这样受苦？
And if we don't have this kind of prior preparation, then we might question ourselves, why do I believe in Christ and still suffer so?
那我们就在想啊。 为什么为义会受逼迫?
So let's think about why is that when you practice righteousness, you get persecuted.
我们现在来看主耶稣的历史。
So let's look at the example of Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣就是一个为义受逼迫的例子。
For Lord Jesus Christ himself was the role model of being persecuted for righteousness.
为什么他会受逼迫?
How come he was persecuted?
我们先来看约翰福音。
Turn to John.
约翰福音第 8章,
John chapter 8,
58节,
verse 58. John 8, verse 58. I tell you the truth, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am.
59节,
and 59. At this, they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds.
这个58节有的英文译本非一直非常有力量啊, before Abraham was, I am.
And so some Bible versions state, before Abraham was, I am.
亚伯兰已经死了, 所以用过去式。
Because Abraham had already died, therefore it's past tense.
但是还没有亚伯兰, 我已经存在, 所以用现在式。
But even before Abraham was born, Lord Jesus Christ already existed. That's why he is in the present tense.
那59节啊, 主, 他们听见就拿石头打耶稣。
Verse 59, when they heard this, they picked up stones to stone Jesus.
为什么?
Why?
如果在57节就有解释。
In verse 57, it explains.
犹太人说, 你没有50岁, 你见过亚伯兰吗?
But Jesus said, you're not even 50 years old yet, and you have seen Abraham?
56节,
56.
主耶稣说, 你的祖宗亚伯兰欢喜仰望我的日子。
Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day.
大家听不懂。
And everyone was clueless.
你只有50岁。
You're only 50 years old.
亚伯兰是几千年前的人。
And Abraham was someone who's from 1,000 years ago.
什么叫做亚伯兰仰望你的日子?
What does that mean, Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing your day?
主耶稣有没有讲错?
Was Jesus wrong in making that claim?
没有讲错。
No.
但是犹太人有没有听懂? 没有听懂。
But did the Jews understand? No.
所以他们就逼迫耶稣。
Therefore, they persecuted Jesus.
所以这个为义受逼迫, 常常是因为 想法不同。
So being persecuted for righteousness often is a result of different consideration, different thinking.
观念不同。
They are different thoughts.
信仰不同。
They believe in different things.
所以会受逼迫。
As a result, we suffer persecution.
为什么保罗会逼迫基督徒?
Why did Paul persecute the Christians?
我们看腓立比书，保罗怎么写。
Let's turn to Philippians and see what Paul said.
腓立比书
Philippians
第三章
Chapter
3第六节
Verse 6. As for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless.
保罗说我在律法上的义是无可指责的。
Paul says that legalistically speaking, he was righteous. He was righteous and faultless.
精通摩西的律法。
For he was thoroughly familiar with the Mosaic laws.
出于对律法的热心，他逼迫耶稣。
And out of the zeal for the legalistic means, therefore he persecuted Christ.
为什么
？Why？
因为保罗传福音，他也拿一本摩西五经。
Because when Paul preached the gospel, he also had in his hand the Mosaic laws.
然后当时世代的人这个文士法利赛人传福音当然也是拿着摩西的五经。
And in those days, also the scribes and Pharisees preach with the Torah, the Mosaic laws.
但是他听到人在传扬耶稣对旧约的圣经解释跟保罗对摩西五经的了解不一样。
But when he heard the Christians' interpretation of the Torah as being different from what Paul believed,
所以为着维护这个犹太教的传统信仰，他们要逼迫耶稣。
And therefore, in order to preserve the purity of the Jewish thinking, he had to persecute the Christians.
那后来神拣选保罗。
Later on, Paul was chosen by God.
就开他的心。
And opened his heart.
他就明白了主耶稣的道理。
And came to understand the truth of Jesus Christ.
所以现在保罗也拿着摩西五经在讲道。
So now Paul was also holding the Torah to preach.
他能够哈巴谷书里面一节圣经也讲因信称义。
And yet he was able to quote from Habakkuk that you're justified through belief.
但是摩西五经主要的是在讲因行为称义。
But in the Torah, its emphasis is being justified through your deeds.
就是用你的自己的守律法，你自己的功德能够称义。
It means that through your personal endeavor by keeping the commandments, that you'll be justified.
但是保罗有新的了解，就是你要信耶稣才有可能成为义人。
But in Paul's new understanding, it's that you have to believe in Jesus Christ in order to become righteous.
那这个两个讲法就不一样了。
So this is a conflicting thoughts.
那不一样就要受逼迫。
And since they're different, they suffer persecution.
所以今天为什么我们会为义受逼迫？
Today, why would we be persecuted for righteousness?
因为当我们开始信耶稣，
it's because when we start to believe in Jesus,
你道理越深入后，你的想法会改变。
The more you're into the truth of God, the more your thinking will alter.
我们想法会越来越进入真理里面。
Your thinking will start to go deeper into Christ.
我们的人生观，我们的价值观会改变。
And our goals and direction in life will change.
我们对文化的看法会改变。
And we will also think differently of cultural things.
本来我们觉得拜祖宗是很对的。
Perhaps previously we think it's right to worship the ancestors.
因为我们人啊，要慎终归远，要尊敬我们的前代啊。
Because we, as human beings, we should show our respect to our previous ancestors.
但是等我们进到真理里面，
But once we enter into the truth,
我们才发现不是这一回事。
We later realize that's not the case.
人死了就不在世界。
For once people die, they're no longer in this world.
你拜的就拜到魔鬼。
When you worship, you were worshiping Satan instead.
所以我们对这个拜祖宗的文化有新的看法。
And therefore, we have a new understanding of worshiping the ancestors.
那当我们要持守真理的时候，就要受苦。
But when we try to keep the truth, we will be persecuted.
你家里面一些没有信主的、不懂的道理，就要逼迫。
Your family members who don't know the truth will start to persecute you.
那当我们价值观开始改变，
And once our value in life changes,
你就发现啊，我们人生的目标不一样。
You discover that our goal in life is no longer the same.
本来是讨自己喜欢。
Previously, we seek to please ourselves.
现在讨神喜欢。
But now we seek to please God.
本来是以世界为重。
Previously, we emphasize on the world.
现在以属灵为重。
But now we are centered in spirit.
那你就发现说，在家庭生活里面呢、啊，好像有两套的思想在运行。
And you discover that within the same family, there are two schools of thoughts.
那因此，主耶稣才说。自己仇敌就是自己家里面的人。
And this is why Lord Jesus said that your own enemy will come from your very family.
我们看马太福音第十章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 10.
这马太福音第十章。
Matthew 10.
34节。
Verse 34.
你们不要想我来地上是叫地上太平，我来不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。我们一直读了，如果这样的话，这个很难了解。
If you read this verse just on the surface, it's difficult to understand.
耶稣说要叫地上动刀兵啊。
For our Lord Jesus says, I did not come to bring peace, but to bring sword.
自己仇敌就是自己家里面的人。
And your enemy will be from your own family.
哇，这个基督教还能信吗？
So how can you believe in Christianity?
为什么会这样呢？
Why is that?
就是对真理的了解。
And this is from the understanding of the truth.
一个人知道主耶稣才是对的。
When a person understands that believing in Jesus is the correct thing.
但是不明白的父母说，你这个不孝。
But the parents who don't understand the truth would say, you're disobedient.
那家里就动刀兵了。
Then there will be war waging within the same family.
就对立了。
And there will be conflict.
有时候虽然没有这么厉害。
Sometimes it may not be to that extent.
你会发现说，当太太开始来慕道的时候，她的想法开始跟先生不太一样。
And a lot of times you'll find when the wife comes to believe in Christ, her thinking starts to change from the husband's.
那这不太一样，就产生有一点好像很疏远的感觉。
And this different thinking will bring about some sort of distance between them.
那这怎么办？
So what do we do?
这只有两个可能。
There are only two possibilities.
第一个，我们坚持真理， 然后带领我们的先生来信主。
One is that we persevere in the truth and we bring our spouse to believe in Christ.
但是这会有一段受苦的历程， 这个叫做为义受逼迫。
But you must go through a period of suffering. This is what it means to be persecuted for righteousness.
第二个就是放弃我们的信仰。
Second possibility is to give up our faith.
那你的想法就跟先生一样。
Then your thinking will be identical to your husband's.
那你天国就走不 进去了，第八福就没有了。
Then you will no longer go to heaven, and you have lost the eighth blessing.
所以人会为义受逼迫，一个第一个原因就是为着真理。
So the first reason why people get persecuted because of righteousness is because they keep the truth.
那会逼迫的人也是因为无知。
And those who persecute you is because out of ignorance.
这是第一个原因。
This is the first reason.
第二个原因。
Second reason.
因为我们的行为不一样。
Because our conducts are different.
我们看约翰福音。
Turn to John.
约翰福音的第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John 3.
19节。
Verse 19.
光来到世间， 世人因为自己的行为是恶的， 不爱光，道爱黑暗， 定他们的罪就在此。
This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil.
我们看20节。
Verse 20. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed.
21节。
But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God.
主耶稣来世界叫做光来到世间。
When Lord Jesus came to the world, it's as if light came into darkness.
没有这个光啊, 世界看不到罪。
Without this light, sin will never be revealed.
因为世界没有一个是绝对的。
Because in this world, nothing is absolute.
特别这个世代。
And especially in present generation.
你喜欢就是对。
Whatever you like is right.
大部分人觉得对就是对。
Whatever the majority think is right is right.
这是现在人的对错。
This is their how current people define what's right and wrong.
但是主耶稣来到世间,
but when Lord Jesus came to the world,
他的话就是标准。
His words were the absolute standard.
他本身就是标准。
For he himself is the standard.
跟他讲的话不同就是罪。
And whatever you is contrary to what he speaks is sin.
违反主耶稣的本性就是罪。
Whatever is against the nature of Christ is sin.
忽然间我们发现我们要做一个选择。
So suddenly we discover we need to make a choice.
如果我们继续在我们自己的生活形态，
If we continue with our current lifestyle,
过着一种世俗的生活，
to live an earthly lifestyle,
我们就没有办法就近光，
then we are unable to draw close to light.
如果我们要就近光，
If we wish to draw close to light,
我们就要改变，
then we need to change ourselves.
但是当你在一个群体里面，
but while we are in a group of people,
我们开始改变，
we start to change.
我们就跟别人不同，
and we are different from others.
那我们的不同就会成为一个标准定别人的罪。
Our difference will become a standard to convict others of their sins.
比方说大家都在醉酒，
for instance, let's say everyone else was drunk.
我们开始不醉酒，
and we start to quit drinking.
我们不醉酒就会 对比他们醉酒是错的。
And since we are sober, this will become a strong contrast to condemn them of their wrongs.
大家都在赌博。
When everyone's gambling,
我不赌博。
And I don't gamble.
我都不赌博就会成为一个标准定他们的罪。
If I don't gamble, it becomes a standard to convict others of their sins.
那就会受逼迫。
And as a result, you'll be persecuted.
所以什么叫做圣洁？
So what does it mean to be sanctified?
圣洁就是有分别。
Being sanctified means that you set yourself apart.
为什么有分别？
How come there's this setting apart?
因为我们站在光里，住在光里面。
For we stand within and also live within light.
所以不一样。
Therefore we are different.
那一旦不一样，就会受逼迫。
Once we are different, we will be persecuted.
所以圣经才说啊，立志要敬虔度日的人呢，都要受逼迫。
The Bible tells us that whoever determines to live a holy life will be persecuted.
请看提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
第三章十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 12.In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
这里讲，要敬虔度日，你的行为要很虔诚，你就会受逼迫。
So if we wish to live a godly life, then we will be persecuted.
所以现在这个时代很简单啊，你如果很公开的讲同性恋是罪，就会受逼迫。
In this day and age, it's very easy to be persecuted as long as you say, it's sinful to be homosexual.
你如果说同居苟合是罪，你就会受逼迫。
And if you say cohabitation without marriage is wrong, then you'll be condemned.
所以我们要敬虔度日，就会受逼迫。
So as whenever we wish to live a godly life, we'll be persecuted.
所以我们要进天国是有代价的。
And thus, we have to pay a price if we wish to enter a kingdom of heaven.
要为义受逼迫。
For we need to be persecuted because of righteousness.
那主耶稣本身已经做一个榜样。
Lord Jesus Christ himself set a very good role model.
我们来看以赛亚书的53章。
Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书的53章。
Isaiah 53.
第七节
Verse 7 He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
这个地方讲主耶稣好像一头羊
Here compares Lord Jesus as to a lamb.
被欺压
That he was oppressed.
被牵到宰杀之地
And was led to slaughter.
这个就是为义受逼迫。
This is what it means to be persecuted because of righteousness.
主耶稣知道他在做什么。
Lord Jesus Christ knew full well what he was doing.
他来是借杖传得救的福音。
He came into the world to preach the gospel of salvation.
他要带领人回到神的国。
He was going to bring people back to God's heavenly kingdom.
他知道他在做什么。
He knew full well what he was doing.
但是大部分的人不知道他在做什么。
But most people don't understand what he was doing.
所以他就要受苦。
Therefore, he had to be persecuted.
今天如果我们要跟主一样。
Today, if we wish to emulate Christ,
走在主的脚踪上
and to walk in his footsteps,
我们就要受苦
then we will be afflicted.
那怎么来面对这个苦难？
So how are we to face these afflictions?
他说，他受苦的时候不开口。
Here it states that when he was oppressed and afflicted, he did not open his mouth.
被骂不还口，被害不说威吓的话。
When he is reviled, when beaten, he never returned.
只将自己交托公义的主。
But he only entrusts himself onto the righteous judge.
这是主耶稣的榜样。
This is the example of Christ.
所以为什么一个人在受逼迫的时候能够保持沉默？
Why is it that when a righteous person being persecuted can remain silent?
因为为义受逼迫是对的。
Because it's right to be persecuted for righteousness.
是有价值的。
It is valuable.
是有赏赐的。
There is a reward.
所以不需要埋怨。
Therefore, no complaint is necessary.
所以可以沉默。
Therefore, you can remain silent.
因此圣经里面保罗说这个自战自清的苦楚要成就极重无比的荣耀。
Paul says that when we suffer in trembling and fear, it will fulfill the righteousness in God.
那个苦代表什么？
What is that affliction?
第一个就是完成圣工神托付的苦。
First is to fulfill God's entrusted mission.
第二个就是受逼迫的苦。
The second is to suffer the affliction from persecution of righteousness.
这个成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
And you can fulfill the glory that is beyond ages.
所以如果我们在信仰生活当中
Therefore, as we travel in our journey of faith,
我们受苦
and we suffer,
我们仔细反省
and let's think about it thoroughly.
我受苦是为义受逼迫。
Am I suffering for sake of righteousness?
这是一种恩典。
So then, this is a blessing.
我们就可以安静，恩典就可以安静了。
And since it's a blessing, we can remain silent.
哦，因为这是有福气的。
For it comes with reward.
这个跟主耶稣一样啊。
It's just like Jesus Christ.
我们看最后来看约翰福音十七章。
Lastly, turn to John 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John 17.
第四节。
Verse 4. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do.
六节。
And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began.
六节啊，主耶稣求神给他天国的荣耀。
And in verse 5, Lord Jesus beseeched the Father to give him the heavenly glory.
但是第四节说，你托付的我已经完成了。
But in verse 4, it states that I have completed what you have given me to do.
完成神的使命，他受很多的苦。
And in order to complete his entrusted mission, he had to suffer greatly.
那现在人生要结束了。
And now his life was coming to an end.
神啊，求你赐给我天国的荣耀。
God, please give me your heavenly glory.
所以地上的受苦就是天上的荣耀。
So the earthly sufferings equate to heavenly glory.
那这样受苦不是福气吗？
Then isn't it a blessing to suffer?
因为受苦是荣耀。
Absolutely, because suffering means glory.
Let's sing
hymn.
230